Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are in the world, this is a Design for Living Big Book meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. My name is Robin and I am your chairperson for today. To open the meeting, let us have a moment of quiet meditation followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. We start this meeting by remembering our common purpose to extend the heart and hand of the OA Fellowship to those who still suffer. Let us be mindful of OA's unity with diversity policy, which respects our differences yet unites us in the solution to our common problem. Whatever problem you may have with food, you are welcome at this meeting. Today, we are delighted to have Steph joining us to share her experience, strength, and hope, focused on the topic of Step 12. Welcome, Steph.
Thank you, Robin. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, and thank you for being here. Many of us are in different time zones, in different countries and different parts of the world. I'm speaking today from Germany. Others of you are in Australia or in the United States, the UK and beyond. And yet we are here and together, sharing a message of hope, joy and transformation. This meeting, A Design for Living, was started by Joe in 2020 from Australia. And I want to acknowledge her right from the beginning. I had the pleasure of meeting Jo in 2020 when she was starting this very meeting where we are and in right now. And at that time, I already had a sponsor. And over time, Jo became my friend, my step guide, and someone I am deeply grateful for in my life. Jo couldn't be here with us today, and I hope that in some small way, I can share some of the wisdom that's been passed on to me from my sponsors, from Joe, and from the step guides who have walked ahead of me. To all of them, I am very grateful. As many of you know, we've spent this entire year together looking at each of the 12 steps. And this month, we arrive at step 12. So our topic today is step 12, sponsorship and passing that message on. Each of us has a unique journey and each of us carries a unique message. And today I'm simply adding my voice to this precious journey. I would like just to introduce myself for a moment. Hi, my name is Steph. I'm an anorexic and a compulsive restrictor, and I am grateful to be here. Before I go any further, I'd like to pause just for a moment because my heart is racing, my hands are a bit cold, and I want to reconnect to the higher power of my understanding. So if you'd like to join me, here is the set-aside prayer. God, please set aside everything I think I know about myself, my recovery, my spiritual path, and you, so I can have an open mind and a new experience with myself, my recovery, my spiritual path, and especially you. Amen. Thank you. I say the prayer because I'm just another bozo on the bus. I don't have the wisdom on my own, and I do need connection. I need guidance, and I need a path. And that path, my path, doesn't come from me. It comes from a higher power of my own understanding, and for some, that higher power is God. For others, it's the spirit of the universe, or something they don't yet have words for. There are many words in the big book, and I call my higher power, my higher power. The name isn't the most important part. For me, the relationship is. As we are looking at step 12 today, it says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And when I hear that sentence, I hear the entire journey before it. Admitting my powerlessness, coming to relief, making a decision, looking at myself honestly, admitting the nature of my wrongs, becoming willing and considering the harms, making amends, continuing the inventory, and daily improving conscious contact. And so today, step 12 for me is not an add-on. It is not a graduation. For me, it is a way of living. And something that really matters to me in this step, as it is written down in the big book, is the phrase, the small phrase actually, we tried. It doesn't say I have to succeed. It doesn't say I have to fix anyone. And it doesn't say I have to get results. It says, we tried. I try. In OA, I learned something simple and life-saving. I can't give what I don't have. And I have to give it away to keep it. My personal OA journey started in July 2017. I planned and booked a trip through parts of the United States just to go to OA meetings. Because at that time in my life, I was hopeless. I was desperate, and I was actually at that jumping off place. I didn't know if there was hope for me, or if I could live inside my own head and body and survive another day, actually. And one of the first parts I've been to was Rhode Island. And I walked into a small meeting in Rhode Island in the basement of a church. And there were people I've never met before, but who carried the message. They didn't tell me what to do, and they didn't fix me. They just shared their experience, where they had been in their life, what they did in their recovery, and what life could look like for me and what life looked like for them right now. And somehow that gave me hope. They showed me there what might be a path for me, even if I couldn't see it yet. And that for me was an experience of step 12. I did not know it was a step 12 experience, but now reflecting on it, they lived step 12. So what does this part of carrying the message look like for me today? Sometimes it's just showing up, going to a meeting and reading from the big book, sharing honesty. And sharing honestly and being transparent about where I've been, what I did, and where I am now. I cannot convince anyone to live the way I live. That is not my job. And that's definitely not my power. But I can share the reality of my recovery and my joy and my peace today. And I can also share the struggles and what I am doing one day at a time with them and how to walk through them. When we are reading step 12, the second part of step 12 just matters as much to me, to practice these principles in all our affairs, meaning the principles of the 12 steps. For me, that looks like honesty, humility, anonymity, boundaries, and connection. It's not about perfection. I have good days, and I have off days, and I do follow the beam. But today, I can come back. For me, if I'm not living in the spiritual principles, that's what I'm carrying is not recovery. It's actually disease. Part of my disease is perfectionism or self-loathing, shame, and hiding. And I don't want to live like this today anymore. That does not serve me. And I'm not of purpose to anybody else, anyone around me. If you like, we are a big book meeting as a Design for Living, and I do have my big book with me. If you do have your big book with you, I'm inviting you to take it and go to page 89 in the big book. There is the chapter number 7. Working with others. And in that chapter, it talks about this 12-step work. It reminds me that the book is meant to be suggestive only. Because in the fourth line of that chapter, it actually states, this is our 12th suggestion. There is no, you must do it exactly like this, but this is what worked for us. So maybe it could also work for you too. And in that chapter, there is a line that I love because it speaks to my experience as a newcomer. It is just the next line, when you are on page 89, going into the fifth line of the page, you can help when no one else can. Those OA members in that church in Rhode Island, they understood me. They understood my thinking, they understood my fear, they understood my misery, my pain, and my depression. And I didn't need 1,000 words to explain anything. Because those people, those OA members, they had been there. It was their personal experience. And it also says, just a little bit further down, what feels like a promise. Life will take on a new meaning. It's the first or the second full paragraph on that in that chapter. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. And that is definitely true for me. For me, addiction is loneliness, it's isolation, and it's depression. And I heard something in the rooms of OA that really stayed with me over the years. And it says that connection is the opposite of addiction. And step 12 gives me that connection and brings me into the community. As I said, I am living in the middle of Germany. I don't have OA face-to-face meetings here. Some people would say you must be quite alone. I'm not. Even when my disease tells me I am, every time of the day I can call someone on the other side of the world and say, I'm just having a rough day. Or also say, I read something beautiful. Can I share it with you? And that's the fellowship growing up around me. That's having that host of friends. They don't have to be next door. It's that community here in the rooms that is there all the time. A little bit further down on that same page, it says frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. And there is again the emphasis for me about that connection. That frequent contact brings me back to my own recovery every single day. It brings me back to my higher power. It helps me when I'm struggling or when I have a challenging situation, when I'm disturbed throughout my day, to pause and to ask, what is the healthy thing for me to do today or just right now? And it helps me to stay grounded. It says in the big book, a little bit in a different chapter, the feet on the ground and the head in the clouds. And for me, the clouds are my higher power. And the ground is that daily action, trudging on the road of happy destiny, one day at a time. Step 12 is not just a way of living for me, it also is a guide and is a teacher for me. Because step 12 taught me how to sponsor, and also maybe how not to sponsor. Because I was told early as a newcomer to the runes, while looking for a sponsor, and this is the message I pass on to my sponsees, listen for someone who has what you want and ask how they are achieving it. And that is how I found my sponsors. And yes, I say sponsors because I have two sponsors in my life today. For them, I'm really grateful for. My first sponsor was one of the women in that little church in the Rhode Island meeting. And we stayed in contact after we've met, at that time via email and Skype. That platform does not even exist anymore today. And she's been with me since that meeting over the last 8.5 years now. And a few years later, I found another sponsor because I realized I hadn't fully turned my life over to the care of the higher power, as it states in step 3. I was working the steps, but I was still holding on to the control around food. As I met my first sponsor, I was not willing to accept a food plan. There was the control still for me. And after that couple of years working the steps, I was again at that, in that desperation, the desperation of the drowning man. Before I wasn't ready, and at that time I was. And there is another phrase that helps me every single day. The teacher appears when the student is ready. So I found a second sponsor. And also, she has been with me ever since. And she is my sponsor today, too. And looking at that and looking at the chapter working with others, there are things what they don't do. In the way of saying, neither of them told me what to do exactly. Neither of them controlled me or control me. They made suggestions, they regularly ask me questions, and they live a program of action and of recovery. And that's what I also try to pass on. I am not the solution for somebody. I am definitely not the light. I might be a lantern living my spiritual program. And I can only reflect. And my aim is to reflect what was freely given to me. If you are here on Zoom, I would like to do a little bit of a screen share because there is a resource available on our website that has been really helpful for me in understanding the 12 step in practice. And I'll take you with me. And for those on the telephone, you can find that resource on our website www.ad4l.info, and it's on the resources page. So if you go to the website, On the upper right corner, there's resources, and there is a lot of information there. There are a lot of podcasts, our speaker series over the last 5 years. When you're scrolling down, there is a little box called 84L Treasure Box. And in there, you can find a profile of a sponsor. And I'm just screen sharing it for the moment. This profile of a sponsor isn't a rule book. It isn't a real job description as a sponsor. For me, it's a mirror. It's an invitation to reflect. And it definitely helps me to pause and ask what I am transmitting as a sponsor. Am I transmitting recovery or am I transmitting disease? And the very first point in this document states, has had a spiritual awakening, a change in their thinking, feeling, and especially in their behavior. And when I reflect on that, I can honestly say yes. I do have and had a spiritual awakening. I have a connection to a higher power today that I didn't have before. My recovery is threefold. It is definitely spiritual, it is mental, and it's physical. And that's what I aim to pass on. Not instructions, not control, but that way of living, the way of living that is outlined in the big book for me. And that spiritual awakening actually shows up in small things. For example, I pause today. I breathe in and out when I'm stressed, when I'm irritated, and I ask for help. I ask my higher power, or if there is somebody in front of me, I may ask them for help. I don't assume I am the solution anymore and that I have to fix everybody. And that changes everything for me. Test number two says, and that was helpful to me as being a sponsee, appears to have what you want. And that's how I chose my sponsors. And for me, it's also a reminder as a sponsor today, I don't get to decide if I have what somebody wants. They decide that. And my job is to just to live my life honestly and transparent. It also says in that profile of a sponsor document that the sponsor or the prospect of the sponsor has a sponsor themselves and holds themselves accountable to. And that's really essential for me. I am in accountability. Living again, a program of honesty. And I can't carry a message of recovery if I'm not living one. I stay connected to my sponsors regularly, and I regularly ask them for guidance. And there are those moments when I am a sponsor, when sponsees come to me with a question where I have to say, I don't know, but I know whom to ask. And usually that is my sounding board. Those are the sponsors I can ask for guidance, the wise people in my life today to whom I hold myself accountable to. And that is humility for me. And this is one of the 12 steps principles, in a way. I'm throwing a number. Number four, willing to allocate time. To meet, to return calls, and to work the steps. I do my best. Some days I'm available for long conversations, and some days it's just a text message that says, I hear you. I am working a full-time job. I do have joy in my life today, meeting with people face to face. Being a part of a choir, going to sports, and making time and space for my own recovery program, and also time and space for people in my life, in program and outside of program, for my sponsees. But I have to accept that I don't have unlimited capacity, but I do have willingness. The document also talks about the knowledge of the big book and the experience with the steps. For me, that blue big book here, that's the foundation of my recovery. It's where my journey stems from. I've worked the steps multiple times and I continue to live them. Not perfectly, but again, honestly. Okay. Another point says the sponsor genuinely wants to be helpful. That one took me time to understand, because being helpful doesn't mean fixing. It doesn't mean carrying, and it doesn't mean rescuing. And sometimes it just means listening. Sometimes it means sharing that I'm struggling too. And that kind of transparency allows others to be of service to me. And that's actually, for me, this 12-step working in both ways. You can find in this little document here that it states has a positive attitude. It's number 9 for those looking at the screen. Has a positive attitude. I don't have to be happy all the time, because this is not reality. I am willing to look forward. I'm willing to look ahead. I'm curious about my life, and I do have a deep desire to keep going. When I came to OA, I didn't want to live, and I didn't want to live in the way of, I am a 2-time suicide survivor, so I didn't want to live. And today that has entirely changed. I am curious about my life. I want to explore. I want to learn. I want to see what's coming. And that is a true miracle of recovery for me. Going on here, just for a little bit, is another point that stands out for me that says patience, common sense, and boundaries. I have to admit, I'm a human being. I am not always patient. But I can pause and I can ask for help and get back to the person I've spoken to, or even ask for time with saying, let me get back to you about that. There are a couple of roles I looked up, or I needed to look up, as being a sponsor. And there are a couple of roles here in that document as well. In number 23, it points out what a sponsor is, or especially what a sponsor isn't. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a parent. I am not a judge. And I'm not a savior. In Overeaters Anonymous, I'm not a food police. I am also not a disciplinarian. I'm just another person who walked the path before and is willing to walk alongside somebody else. And that's really important for me, because step 12 on a daily basis teaches me boundaries. I don't enable and I don't control and I don't chase. I show up. And I make myself available. And if someone doesn't show up, I let that be theirs. I don't chase them down. I am here. The profile of a sponsor also talks about inclusivity and openness. Inclusivity and openness to therapy, medication, and outside help. and that deeply matters to me. Or A is a program of recovery and not a replacement for professional help and care. I live with depression and anxiety. I take medication, and I have had therapy in my life. That does not qualify me for anything. It just makes me honest and human. And one of my favorite reminders here actually is a little bit further down, number 30. And it states, seize the role to be helpful and useful, a lantern, not the light. And that's really a good reminder for me, because I am not the source for anybody. I am not the lantern. I am not the light. I can only reflect what was freely given to me and what works in my life today. And it took me some time actually to come to that. For a long time, and I can, well, stop the screen share. For a long time, I didn't think I was good enough and well-equipped to be a sponsor. My self-loathing told me I wasn't recovered enough. I was not spiritual enough. I was not smart enough. And that voice said, what do you have to offer to anybody? Going through the program and working the spiritual part of my journey, I now recognize that this actually was ego and still is ego. I am not, what's it called, cured from that. Yeah, but that ego is an ego in reverse. It kept me small and tries to keep me small still. And it also kept me silent. And even today, when I'm not spiritually fit, the voice is still there. It still wants me to be alone, because that voice does not care about my well-being. It just wants me. I am still a recovering addict. And I said it before, one day at a time, I just can offer what I have. And over the years, I learned that this is actually enough. Step 12 for me has taught me how to live in community. It has helped me to learn boundaries, responsibility, and service in a weighed and measured way. I'm not doing this perfectly. I'm an imperfect human being. I'm just having a spiritual experience. And reflecting on that, step 12 really gave and gives my life meaning. Not because I'm special. Not because I'm here. It's just because I'm willing. I am willing to show up. I'm willing to be honest. I'm willing to help when I can. And I'm also willing to step back when I need to. I am willing to grow. And today I have a life. A life beyond my wildest dreams. And I don't want to die anymore. I am really curious. I have joy in my life. I have people in my life who love and care for me. And that is amazing. On a daily basis, I have a plan of eating. I have meetings, fellowship. I have friendships across the world. Some of you here in the room, it was grace for me to meet you in person. And that is a joy. That is gratitude, deep, deep gratitude. And I also found purpose. I can say I genuinely enjoy my abstinence and my sobriety. And I think, yeah, I will wrap it up here. And thank you so much for letting me share. I am really grateful to be here. And with that, I will hand it back to you, Robin. Thank you.
Thank you, Steph. According to our seventh tradition, we are fully self-supporting through our own contributions. As we have now moved to virtual meetings, it is important that we continue to be fully self-supporting. This allows Overeaters Anonymous to continue to carry the message to those that still suffer. You are able to send your donations through our website at www.ad4l.info. For those of you who are able to see the Zoom chat, the link will also be posted there. Thank you all for your support. It is appreciation. Next meeting. A reminder that a Design for Living Big Book OA is a daily meeting. We are based out of Melbourne, Australia. The recording from today's workshop will be available from our website, where you can also find out about other upcoming events and speakers. Visit our website at www.ad4l.info. Our new monthly speaker series, focusing on the principles of the 12 steps, will be held on February the 8th on the topic of Principles 1, Honesty. We hope to see you there. Closing. In closing, I would like to thank you all for your service in coming here today. By following the 12 steps, attending meetings regularly, and using the OA tools, we are changing our lives. You will find hope and encouragement in Overeaters Anonymous. To the newcomer, we suggest attending at least six different meetings to learn the many ways OA can help you. The opinions expressed here today are those of individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole. Please remember our commitment to honour each other's anonymity. What you hear here, whom you see here, when you leave here, let it stay here. Let us all reach out by phone or email to newcomers, returning members, and each other. Together, we get better. To close the meeting, will Debbie please unmute and read the promises? Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if we work for them.